The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is Monday, Memphis Metal Mondays, February the 26th, right here, and it is your weekly road tip, the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. And what we try to do when we actually do things and we create things, you know, for this particular series, we're trying to give insight to you guys from people from behind the scenes, for whether you're in the studio, whether you're on stage, whether you're out on the road, and especially from some of the pros. And of course, you know, I always love it when I get to catch up with the pro that helped me create the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series for you right here on Radio Memphis. And it's neither other than Mr. Ken Barr, Ken Barr Films. We are the Road Crew, my guru himself. Hey, honey. How are you?
I am awesome as always. How are you?
You know, look, ladies and gentlemen,
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, first and most, Ken Barr, I'm so glad. Yes, and for those of you that were tuned in at the beginning of the show and stuff, right at the end when I was telling you, I was talking and stuff, and there was just like this dead air thing. Yeah, so the system crashed. Mama rebuilt.
That just keeps things spicy, that's all.
That's it. So Mama rebuilt the break, reloaded some music, got everything, and got my boy on the phone by 9:30. Before the song started. Because this is, and I'm telling you, hanging around with my road crew buddies and my family is really making me make sure I stay on point. You know, it's like, okay, go. This is like, go. You got this. Go. Figure it out. Those don't go together, but they do now. Go.
Yep, it's going to work tonight. Going to work because you're past two.
How are you doing?
I don't know if you ever saw the movie, but way back in the late 70s, Meatloaf did a movie called Roadie, and
yes.
His expression was, "Everything works if you let it."
What are you trying to say?
He's soldering onto a can and all this other nonsense, and then like, that's not going to work. And he just go, "Everything works if you let it." So, gotta work. It's gonna work.
What are you trying to say? I'm sort of manhandling this. No.
Well, you know, you're not sure if it's going to work, but you know it has to, so it does.
Absolutely.
That's all.
That's okay. I'm totally cool with that. I'm totally good with that. You know that we're on tip number 26.
That's half a year last I counted, right? My math bad. God, it sucks when math was bad on big radio. People listen like, oh, God, these guys don't know numbers. I don't trust them.
No, it's all good. Oh, and I meant to tell you, you know, I'm going, I told you that I was actually going out of town, you know, and because I've got I got a family trip and stuff. I'm going to be going to Las Vegas. And
very nice.
I am. Guess who is there also in Las Vegas?
I don't know.
It's
Dan Stevenson, of course. I'm trying to think shows, and it's
no,
like, oh, wait a second.
No.
Is my old commander in chief, of course.
Correct.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
I am thrilled, and so I'm gonna make it a point to, you know, to at least catch up with him at least for dinner or something like that for one of the nights when I first get in, you know, and stuff, and that's gonna be you know, that's gonna be that moment. I think my goal is that, you know, I'm gonna try to, you know, make sure that at some point that I get to meet everybody and sit down,
yeah,
and talk with everybody. And of course, you know, I was talking with Rick about you, and he goes, well, Kenny is a different deal, man. He's coming here. He's coming to the studio because we got work to do. I'm like, okay.
you know, that is on my list. I've got a few things I've got to button up, and I've also been giving some serious thought to my whole film career and how I'm going to approach what I'm going to do next. So,
oh wow!
After, well, not to get too involved, but you know, do you continue to make? I try to make my shorts thought provoking, and you know, I do okay. But you know, this couple of years in, okay doesn't really cut it. Now it's time to really pull out all the stops on the next one instead of doing, you know, I've got three things I want to do. It's like, those are good. Those will do good in a certain, but they're not going to do good enough. And I've had something I've been wanting to do.
Okay.
And it's hard to describe, but it's going to involve the Salem witch trials of the 1600s.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out that, you know, God sent us his only son. Well, he sends us a daughter and we burn her at the stake. So, that kind of thing.
Wow.
A lot more detail.
Oh, so you dig it. My God, right? Holy smokes.
So, you know, and as she's burning, the last thing you hear is, you know, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. The same thing Jesus said.
So. Wow.
So we'll see. I'm actually going to try and enlist the aid of a couple of local film workers and bring them in as producers if they want to be involved and do a larger scale than I've done to date. And it's time. It's either, you know, step up or go home. And it's really time to do it. So,
wow. You know,
do it.
You know, let me tell you how like destiny deals cards and how it works here. Okay. This is really strange that you even told me that. So in a couple of songs, believe it or not, I have the Pain Method, you know, and they're one of the newer bands and stuff that are doing real well. Old Gen Kill, you know, and stuff, you know, members and stuff like that, that are in this group, fantastic group. They're doing some fantastic stuff. The song that I have coming up, you know, and again, after we do our tip and stuff, I think it's like the third song. It's called Middleman. Okay. And you have to listen to it because of what you just described.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you.
It's right up in there, huh?
It's, you have to listen. I want you to listen to the song and I want to see how it, okay. I want you to see how this impacts you. That is, I got chills. This is like I got this whole like gut thing going in my stomach right now. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So, wow. See, this is what this is so. This, I love this, that this happens on radio. This is so cool. Oh my God. Yes. And just for the statement, you know, that you made, you know, as far as, you know, it being, you know, a daughter, you know, versus a son, you know, burned to the stake, you know, and you start reciting that one prayer. You have to hear this that song. It's coming up in three songs after we get done. So remember that, okay? Now I'll remind you. Make sure you listen to this. All right, it's some good stuff. It's right up your alley.
Got it.
Right up your alley. All right, but back to the road tip. That got like real deep and serious.
Yeah, we're trying to get off track a little bit.
What? That's what we do. Tip number 26.
It's a big lead-in, you know? We set the tone.
I do. Yes, we do. We're on tip number 26, all right? So, you know, so what do you have for me?
Well, like a lot of mine goes more to lifestyle and technical and... what I kind of did, but, you know, not that much, but you know, in my years on the road is, you know, when you get to a town, I would always, if there was something cool to do in that town or a good restaurant or a good music store or the hotel, you know, would hook us up with upgrades or something.
Right.
I used to keep like a little file, I guess. I mean, I didn't have a laptop 20 years ago, but I kept, you know, a list. And, you know, who to call, what to do. Oh, we're going to be in Colorado. I mean, Denver tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've got a cool coffee place. And then there's this, you know, music store where they'll help out with this spare part we need and all this other.
Right, right.
So I would always do that because, say there's a good restaurant. You call 2 days ahead to get your reservation, you know. You're going to save time and get more out of your day off. So that's what I would do, you know, find whatever was cool. And keep a list, you know, with contact info. And if you know you're going to be there, even call ahead. Let them know you're coming. You know, they'll hook you up with whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, and I am so glad.
That is tip 26.
I am so glad you said that, too, because here's the thing. If you're on tour, you plan on being on tour. You plan on this not being your last tour. You know what I mean? So you plan on coming through, you plan on coming back through at some point or close to or nearby or whatever. You know, and this is all about building those relationships too. And, you know, and it's one of those things where, you know, and if it would behoove you, especially if it's someplace that you know you're going to be coming back to, you know, ultimately, making these relationships and stuff happen, you know, because those people that work those places, you know, and that work that restaurant, you know, and then work that music shop and work that hotel and stuff, you know, and that's their job, but they see you and you treat them well and, you know, and they remember you, you know, one, you're going to make their day, you know, that they are so important because you felt like it was important enough to remember them because you knew that they would, you know, take care of you when you came through, right? And you're going to get great service.
Yeah.
So good.
You know, you make friends, you get good treatment, and it makes for just a better experience.
Perfect. Perfect. You know, and I'm sorry, with everybody's fancy phones and fancy stuff now. See, you're talking about a time, what's even cooler is you're talking about a time period that literally, you know, it was like keeping a Rolodex, you know what I mean? Or keeping a notepad or, you know, and this, and that was the funny thing. There's a thing with me. You know, with us and technology and, you know, using these phones to capture everything and photo, you know, take a photo of everything, you know, everything is so simplistic and so easy according to the world now. But for me, it's almost like there's something a little bit lost. You know, when you're able to write some of this information down, I have this thing about when I write it down, when I physically write the words, you know what I mean? The ideas form. Yeah. It doesn't lose me, you know, and I don't lose it either. Does that make sense?
No, putting pen to paper, it makes it real. That was always my deal. I always had a legal pad and a couple of pens. And oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the big thing. That's the big thing. So, yes, make sure. And then that way you can also, too, I mean, you'll start kind of forming that next idea when you do go on tour again. You know what I mean? It's like, do you not ever find that you guys kind of sometimes go, oh my God, man, that place was blah, blah, blah. This was kind of great, man. You know, these people were cool. The fans were great. And it's like, yeah, and we can get help. You know, if something happens, we can call, you know, so-and-so and let's go there.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, see, it's all twofold when it's all said and done. So good tip, good deal. All right, you got a big week planned for yourself, sweetheart?
You know, not really. When I started making the decision about the movie project, that's going to be my brain for the next day or two. I always call it percolating. It's like the ideas are going to swarm around. I'm going to start jotting down notes, and then I'm going to start. I'd like to get a script written by maybe a weekend or at least a rough draft.
Okay.
And then approach two other filmmakers here in Florida. They're in Tampa, so they're a couple hours away. But
okay. They're
guys I've been to festivals with and different things with, MegaCon appearances and that kind of thing. So I want to have a good product and hand over to them, and I don't want to email them a file. I'm all about, here's the paper, let's sit and read this together and let's go from there. So
let's talk about it.
I think that's how I know that it's the right time to do this, because I'm getting that excited feeling again, whereas I've been having a hard time getting moving forward again. So
okay.
I think this is the right thing.
It is.
And we'll see.
It is.
That'll be my week, you know. I've already got all the research written, you know, about the witch trials and the people that were burned. I have all of that because I had planned on this movie a while ago.
Right.
And it's just the scope of the movie itself is so big. I mean, the costumes alone are going to be, you know, a lot.
Wow.
But if I can bring in some outside producers, then that's going to take the burden away from me, and I can put the energy into more of the creative process. You know, I've always done everything myself, and now it's like, if I can bring in a couple of heavy hitters that I trust,
yes,
you know, then we've got the whole machine working, and I don't have to fuss over every little detail, and, you know, maybe they'll have an in for costumes or something, you know, or
right.
It's a property that we can work on, because we're going to need that. I mean,
right.
So I'm getting the excited feeling again. That's the signal that this is the one, I think.
Perfect. I'm so proud for you. Well, okay, well, look, sit back, relax, okay? I got one song, got some commercials, and then it's going to be two songs after that, all right? And in fact, you're going to hear me. I'll announce it. It's the Pain Method. It's called Middleman. I want you to listen to that song.
Okay.
Okay. And then you send me a message.
You got it.
You send me a message after you listen to it and you tell me what you think. Sound good?
Sounds good, dear.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Go get you some rest, baby. You and I, we're going to catch up here in the next couple of days. I'm going to rock out some more. How about that?
When do you go to Vegas again?
I go this week. Yes. Remember I told you it's like I'm leaving on Thursday because the load in, the load in is normally the first Thursday of the month. And I was trying to work because you and I had talked, I was trying to work a surprise and I have worked it out, but it didn't work. It's not going to work out for this coming Thursday and stuff. And so what we're going to do is, Rick is probably going to be coming in and he's going to be playing Russian roulette and he's going to be pulling, you know, some out of the archives, you know, of some of the load-ins that we've already done, and because not everybody has heard them, you know, even though, you know, and of course, even though we do, you know, we do a live show, first off, you know, right at 10 o'clock, you know, Central Standard Time. And then we wind up, you know, we wind up playing the show from the month before, which that will still happen. The first show that we get to air, you know, and stuff like that for, you know, for, this coming Thursday, it's going to be a surprise and it's going to be one of Rick's choices and stuff. And so you'll have to figure it out. And all of them are fantastic because we've had fun on every last one of them. And, you know, and we've talked some cool people, we've had some cool moments, you know, we've had some cool things and stuff like that. And so it's almost one of those things where, you know, they almost need to kind of come out again anyway because they do shine. So it'll be some good stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I was saying, you know, the listenership has grown since we're originally aired. And
I'm going to tell you,
just for the new people.
Absolutely. You know, and what's so funny is it's funny that you even bring any of this up, because I will tell you that Batty Walsh, I don't know what he did over the weekend, man, okay? Because all of a sudden, like, out of the blue, everybody started picking up, you know, like the last two tips that he did, you know what I mean? Because he got into some kind of deep subjects and stuff like that. And it was like Saturday night. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay. You know, and it was like, you know, gear porn, you know, such and such site, such and such roadie site, such and such. And I was like, I've never heard of these people. And they're like, you know, sharing this. I'm like, who are you? This is cool. Who are you? This is some cool stuff. So shout outs. I want to make sure everybody understands that we've been, you know, been kind of paying attention. And some of the road crew brothers and stuff are starting to kind of like, after 6 months of doing this, they're starting to come out of the woodwork and you know, kind of jump into play here a little bit, you know what I mean? And it's kind of funny to watch, because it's almost, you know how it is, it's like, okay, we're gonna sit around the edge of the pool, we're gonna stick our toes in it, we're gonna see what they're doing, you know, and now they're like, hey, this is kind of cool,
this is working. Wow. Yeah, that's always the way it goes, though, you know?
Right.
You know, you blaze the trail, and then they all start following, and you're like, oh, yeah, I see you.
Well, we're having a fantastic time.
Of course, Batty's getting famous. He's from the future. I mean, come on.
He's become such a character for us on this, too, man. And I tell you what, and every time he has something to talk about, something to share. And not only has he been doing that as far as for road crew stuff, he's also become quite the ambassador for some of the bands and stuff. Because now he's become the connoisseur, and he's actually starting to, you know, get some bands and some people to send some music into Radio Memphis. So big, huge thank you to the UK and the International Road Report Connection, Mr. Walsh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so good stuff. All right, get you some rest, honey, and like I said, we're gonna rock out a little bit.
All right, have a good show, D. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good trip. You'll be travel safe.
Absolutely, man. Like I said, I might even call you from Vegas just because I can. I'll be off.
Sure. I'll be around.
Okay, we'll catch up, baby.
Take care,
Colin. Bye. All right. Mr. Ken Barr with you right here on Radio Memphis for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip. Tip number 26. And yes, a lot of people sit there and think for a second, you know, this is something you should do. This is something you think you do. Maybe you forget to do. Who knows? Make sure. And, you know, we're just going to keep it old school and layman terms, man. Keep that Rolodex, man. When you get to town, you hit town, you figure out where you're going, where you're eating, who's helping you fix things. Make sure you get contacts. Make sure you get numbers and make sure that you remember, because you know that you're going to have to come through again at some point, and those are going to be the people that you're going to want to call on because they're going to help you out.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.